activists with Code Pink and Veterans for Peace blocked entrances to the Beale Air Force Base today, protesting the U.S. military's drone warfare program that killed 10 members of an Afghan family during the final hours of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan this summer. Beale Air Force Base is the location of a covert targeted drone assassination program. The Global Hawk drone at Beale is used to identify and surveil potential targets in Afghanistan, Yemen, Somalia, Iraq, and other countries to assist in remote control assassination efforts, working collaboratively with the CIA and personnel at bases where the armed drones are actually controlled. Toby Blome is one of the activists who blocked traffic from entering the base in Marysville, California today.
It was an atrocious act by the United States, but it was not, in our eyes, who've been following the drone warfare for a long, long time, it wasn't anything new. This happens on a regular basis, that innocent people are killed. But because it usually happens out in rural areas, there's no journalists to record it and investigate it. The military claimed for 2 weeks that they had gotten an ISIS affiliate, possible suicide bomber or whatever they wanted to say. In fact, a whole entire family of 10, including 7 young children, were murdered by a U.S. drone strike. And we want accountability.
7 children and 3 adults were killed in that drone strike. According to documents that whistleblower Daniel Hale released, at times as many as 9 out of 10 drone victims are not the intended target.
You know, the surveillance that's done to identify targets is so poor and weak, and that the U.S. is willing to sacrifice lives on suspicion alone. And that's why so many innocents are killed.
Blome is urging financial compensation of $3 million for each person killed in the attack. She says there's precedent when a drone strike killed a captive Italian in Afghanistan. The U.S. paid that victim's family $3 million. Meanwhile, Pentagon officials testified about Afghanistan today before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Illinois Senator Democrat Tammy Duckworth, an Iraq War veteran, urged passage of her legislation to form an independent commission to examine the 20-year war in Afghanistan and to expose the mistakes made there and issue reforms.
Bottom line, for 20 years, we prosecuted this war without a viable strategy. We failed to consider long-term costs and consequences. And if we fail to learn from our history in Afghanistan, we will be doomed to repeat it. I urge my colleagues to join me and pass my Afghanistan War Commission Act. We owe it to our constituents. We owe it to the veterans that served honorably and the families that lost loved ones. And we owe it to future generations of American service members.
Republicans at the hearing tried to slam the Biden administration for leaving Americans in the country after withdrawal. Military officials say they're still working to get all Americans who want to come out of the country, although the vast majority have been evacuated. According to the Department of State, 196 American citizens are waiting to depart. 243 citizens have been contacted and say they're not ready to leave Afghanistan.